Live from NHPR News, I'm Jessica Hunt. A march in Manchester this afternoon will commemorate the 60th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. That's the day in 1965 when police in Selma, Alabama, attacked peaceful civil rights demonstrators on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. The attacks that day helped spur federal action on voting rights. Today's memorial in Manchester will include a march across the Granite Street Bridge at 1 o'clock, followed by food, music, and speeches at St. Raphael Church. The day's events are organized by a coalition of civil rights groups, including the Manchester NAACP, the League of Women Voters, and the ACLU of New Hampshire. The New England Botanic Garden in West Boylston, Massachusetts, is offering a burst of color in the midst of winter. It's opened an orchid exhibit called Pixels and Petals. For the New England News Collaborative, WBUR's Mira Donaldson paid a visit.
Walk into the greenhouse and there's a rich floral aroma. Vibrant orchids bloom in colorful display boxes like treasures in a fantasy world. Megan Varnes is a horticulturalist at the Botanic Garden. She's an expert on tending to flowers of all kinds, like the zygote petalum.
They're very fragrant. Their purples are so intense. Their lineage has a lot of brown petals, which I know doesn't sound super attractive, but it's actually amazing.
She knows the secrets to keeping orchids healthy, like when to cut off dead blossoms and being patient for plants to bloom again. The exhibit runs until March 23rd, and the orchids go on sale after that on April 4th. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Mira Donaldson.
In the forecast for today, we'll have clouds on the increase. It's clear right now across New Hampshire. Highs today expected to be 30 to 45, more clouds to the north. Overnight in the 20s, and partly sunny for Monday, highs 35 to 55, with passing snow possible north. This is NHPR.